So something on. So Rus is very very chashuv begilah Rus. So just made a few things on Rus. As they say, it says Rashi the Avnera the Nami lived in Moab. Nami lived in Moab, and when Nami left Moab, it says Itzia Sadik min Amokom Oisa Roshim Pana Ziva Pana Hadora Pana Shivcha. So it's the Dovanura. Nami was living in Moab. Moab was a Goyim Roshim Moab. And Nami made a Roshem on Moav, and when Nami left Moav, the Moav felt, the Goyim felt that the Ziva of the ear left. The Goyim felt that. Goyim felt Ziva, Hadora, the Shach of the ear left. Like Yaakov Inu, Rashi Madam, Yaakov Inu left Beersheva, Pana Ziva, Hoda, Huadin, Nami left Moav, Pana Ziva, Kilo, is a Roshem of a Tzaddik, even Goyim, even Moav, Goyim, who have a tzaddik in them, tzaddik leaves it. The Goyim feel that the tzaddik left. Something marvel. Tzaddik has left.
Which
prayer? Prek Aleph, pasuk Zayin. So right, and then. Right, and then it says that Nachshon Ben Aminadav had four children, had four sons. One was Elimelech, one was Salmon, the father of Boaz, then Avi Nami, and the Ploni Amoni. There were four children of Nachshon. Nachshon was the Nasi Shevet Yehuda. Nachshon. Our parasha, Bamidbar, Nachshon was the Nasi Hashevet Yehuda, and Elimelech was the big usher. Big usher says Rashi, and he left Eretz Yisrael because he wasn't able to be omid on the dochak of Anim. Marvel. It says Rashi, Tzuras Ayin. He had Tzuras Ayin. He wasn't happy giving money to Anim. Again, he was a big usher, and therefore he lost all his money. He passed away, died, lost all his money. He married his children, married Goyim. The children of Elimelech married Goyim. Married to Arpan, Rispa Goyim, married Goyim. Something marvel.
Elimelech's
children married Goyim. Yes, I'm telling you. Elimelech's children married Goyim. Something very. Because he left Eretz Yisrael, went to Moav. Why did he go to Moav? Why Moav? Because Moav was Tzor Ayin, says the Goyim. And he went to Mokum. He was Tzor Ayin. Went to a mental Mokum of Tzor Ayin. Very marvel, 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 marvel.
What does that mean?
Said Elimelech was a Tzor Ayin. He wasn't happy giving Ta'anim. And Moav is Tzor Ayin. Moav, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Moav was not mekabel them nicely. So they're like Tzor Ayin. So they're Tzor Ayin. Right, so this fascinating thing. Well, the Rus is a Megillah Atzuma. If we want to get some Tainug of life, we should learn Rus. We only have Tainug in life. You have to have Tainug in life. No, we have to have some Tainug in life. So the Rus is very, very, it's a very nice word. It says that it's Amli Yisod. Nami told Rus and Orpa, I'm too old. She's probably 70, 80, an older woman. She's older after everything. So she said, she told Rus and Orpa, no one to marry you. And it says Nerva. It says, ki zakanti mios leish. I'm too old to have children, to marry to, I'm too old. Now it says in the Pesach, ki amarti ish tikva, but if I have hope, I can marry. See, it says in the pasuk, I'm too old to marry. I'm too old. She's 70, 80, older. Can't marry, can't have children. But if I have tikva, I can have children. Okay, this is so nura. The pasuk ki zakanti miyosli ish pasuk ki amati yeshli tikva says in Rashi. I feel amali libi have tikva to marry again and have children, but you have to wait for them. You have to wait. But you see, a double nura. If you have tikva, you can do anything with hope. Your older women, Yachateva, no children, can't marry children. But if you have tikva, you can do it. Tikva, hope. Hope is powerful. Powerful thing, powerful. What?
Is that
pasuk? Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, pasuk, Yud Beis. Here the pasuk is, Shovna, Benosai, Shovna. So, Kanti Mios Leish, I'm too old. If I tikva, I can have children with tikva. See, who are doing anything? I'm too old to learn psachim, zvachim. No, but if I tikva, I can do it. See, tikva is the soul of life. If you have hope, the hope keeps you fresh, keeps you alive, fresh, physically and ruchnis also. I'm gonna learn psachim, no psachim, Shabbos, or whatever I want. Shabbos, psachim, I can know Shabbos, psachim, zvachim also, because if you have tikva, tikva keeps you alive. The hope keeps you alive, makes your body fresh and your mind, leiv, everything fresh, alive. So yeah, so unbelievable tikva is a very, very, very chashuva thing. Tikva. See, this okay. But last word. That's Nami saying, let's say I have children. Let's say I have children, but they'll be babies. You have to wait till they marry. So it says in the pasuk, Havahein tisaberno. The pasuk. Saberno. We wait for them. So it says in Rashi in Rus, that's what's the lashon to Saberno, like we say every day in the davening, Sivroi al Hashem, Sivroi. Say Ashrei Kiryat Yaakov Ezroi, Sivroi al Hashem, Sivroi. So Sivroi is the lashon of hope. So what's the nafmina of Sivroi and Tikva? It's two words of hope, Sivroi and Tikva. But Sivroi is a stronger hope. It means I'll get it, but I'm waiting for it. Sever is the hope, but hoping with a vade. Tikva is hope, maybe. Sever is vade. Okay, that's maybe a little bit in Rus, a little bit. There's a harbi in Rus, but just a little bit, a mashua of Rus.
First time she said tikva, and
then that. Yeah, that's sever, not she. No, because
tikva is the
tikva is like. Yeah, tikva is like hopeling, and same as like starker, right? Okay, fine. Okay, well, okay, let's say you can. You have to learn Rus. While you get some kind of life, you'll learn Rus, and you'll have some kind of in life. Okay, fine. So we're here. So we're here. Right. So this is a very chashuva letter. Of Chazanish, we say all the time, let's say it again, just to say Chazan over the letter. The letter is like Misinai, the letter is like written Misinai. So it says here in this letter, brought down in by Bar Volba, it says, Teva of the Isha is she wants Chen Beinei Baila. Isha wants Chen Beinei Baila. That's all she wants in life. Chen Beinei Baila is what the Isha wants. Chen Beinei Baila. She's always looking to find Chen, to find. Find Chen Beinei Baila is what she wants. Chen Beinei Baila. Mela, the Baal can always talk to her nicely. Baal talks to her nicely, lovingly, pleasantly, and she sees she has Chen. Every second he's home is a governor. He's giving her a simcha. And if she wants Chen Beinei Baila, he's talking to her nicely, pleasantly, lovingly all the time. So that's the biggest Chen there is. Mela, we can do this every second we're home. We're second home. Whenever we're home at night, whenever we are now, Erev Shabbos, we can do this all the time. Talk to her nicely, pleasantly, lovingly, and she has Hanor Atzuma. And the only one that can do this is us. Only the husband. No one else can do this. Only the Baal can do this. Can talk to her nicely, pleasantly, praise her. That's so. It can be very marvelous. We have the opportunity. Hashem gave us a wife, Baruch Hashem. We can make her happy, praise her, be happy with her, and it's very good. See, you know, I think I mentioned yesterday, I said last week, we had a Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Einstein, said that marriage has three A's. Has A. So what are the three A's? So one A is attention. Always, whatever she talks to you, pay attention and listen to her and pay attention to what she's saying. Hear what she's saying, but something very, very basic, but very simple. To hear what a wife says, it's very basic, very, very basic thing to hear. To hear, people don't hear so well. They hear a little bit, half, a quarter. So try to hear what she says. Then you hear what she says, you heard what she said. She wants this or something happened to her. So if you hear, it's very important. You have to practice hearing. Hearing, never holding by being Mekabel Torah. So part of being Mekabel Torah is to hear what people say to you. You say a pshat, you say a new Rambam, a new Rashba, a new something. Whenever you hear something new, we hear all time new things, new svaras, new things. We have to hear. To hear is very important. To hear. If you hear, then you're lucky. You hear every day a few new chiddushim in Torah. If you heard, it's very very chashuv. So the second A is affection. To praise her, always praise her. Affection. That's very important. To praise her all the time, and her food, her clothing, the house, everything, wherever you can, to praise her. We can do that all the time, and it's very, and we can make her happy. And make a yid happy is very chashuv, and make a wife happy is very chashuv. And only we can do it. No one else can do it. We can make her happy. It's something marvelous. Make a yid happy. It's something marvelous, very very chashuv. We can do it, and we can do it, and it's very chashuv, very very chashuv. See, we heard a lot of shmuzin from Rav Brevda. Brevda spoke a lot. So Rav Brevda said, "Davar Noira." Rav Brevda said that before he married, he went to Avchatzko Lemeshtein, his very east. What's the avodah of marriage? Talmud asked Avchatzko, "What's the avodah to marry? What's the avodah? You have to." Baal Musa wants to know what's the avodah. What do you work on in marriage? Avchatzko Lemeshtein told Rav Brevda, "The avodah of marriage is to not be makbid ever, not be upset at your wife. Yeah, Kiddush. Not be upset. Don't be upset at your wife ever. This is the avodah of marriage, to not be upset at her. Hear this Kiddush." Now it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Shavuos. Now Erev Shavuos. See, we should be Kabbal. If we had some chosek, we're not going to be makbid from now, Erev Shabbos, till after Shavuos. Shabbos. Now Shavuos, Shabbos. A week of not paid, that will be Gan Eden, no? That will be Gan Eden in this world. Nothing, no be upset at her ever. Nothing happened in the house. Everything is good. No be upset. Maybe it's too high. It's too high to do that. But if we had a chazak, we would do that. No peda on her ever. That would be something mavamoy. No peda. And praise her. Always time praise her. Not be makna on her ever. No peda. That would be something very, 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 very young. See, teva, people have a teva, they're makpid. People, it's all gaiva. The whole life is gaiva. Gaiva is the ikamida. You have to work on. We're makbid. People are makbid, and the people didn't do like them or something. So we have to be not. We have to burn on Musa, another, not pay the mechalom. So we have not a friend. The Holy Rebbe said that now is the yahrzeit of the Rebbe of Zvil. Rav Shlomo of Zvil was yahrzeit was there last week. Yisod should be Yisod. So Rav Shlomo of Zvil was a big tzaddik neira. And he Rav Shlomo Bezvil had a koach atzim. Rav Mata saw this, that Rav Shlomo, there was a gabbai, Rav Eli Rot, I think Rav Eli Rot, his name was, and he stood by a mikveh and helped with many shilas, fakers, what to do, shiduchim, or operations, everything. He asked the Rebbe was toivel, and said, do this. I mean, Rebbe got the tshuva underwater, something marvel. Underwater got tshuva, any shayla in the world, what to do? That's what Rav Netta was there at the mikvah. He saw this.
Him right before he went to the mikvah.
No, the Rebbe was in the mikvah. The Gabi was out of the mikvah with the list of shaylas. He said, "This Rebbe Toivel, do this. Every shayla who's Toivel, do this.
Separate.
Yes, separate.
Get dressed in between.
No. Get dressed. every shayla." Every shaila, there are 20 shailas, 20 shailas, 20 shailas, can't be dressed. 20 shailas. So he was toivo, do this. And then that was every day, people had shailas, some mimago.
Not that was just standing there?
Shaila was in the mikvah with him. In the mikvah with him. That's right, not that he was in the mikvah with him, and he saw it. But, right. Not standing there, right. It's a dagra tsuma. So Rav Shlomo Avila was not makpid ever. No kpeda. No kpeda ever. See, this the, how do you get this mila of is mila tsuma too high? But no kpeda at all. No kpeda ever. No makpid at all. And people, all the people, Rav Shlomo Avila was like a shamish. People, Aniyim came to him all day for food and money, and he served everyone wherever he can. He served everyone nicely. No kpeda b'chol. No kpeda. See, no kpeda. So you come to that daga. Something roch kodesh, something daga atzuma, and Chazon Ish also with the second person he knew was no kpeda b'chol, no kpeda, no kpeda didn't exist. It wasn't b'chol. Wasn't. Kind of said kpeda is not in my quote in my drugstore. The drugstore doesn't have kpeda there. No drugstore, no kpeda. No, there's nothing. There wasn't such a anova atzuma. These two gedolim. That they had not paid the cloud. That's something very, very high, very valuable. We'll get to a mashu of that, but at least maybe in the house. In the house, we practice not paid the cloud. Not paid that's the daga tzuma. See, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that we're not, it says Kiddushin, that the Shem Hashem, and Shem Hashem. So who is Roy to get Shem Hashem? Says the Gemara, Rashi, only people that are not makpid. Shem Makpid, not right, because you Kalila, you'll be an angry person. Shem Hashem can be Mazik, so you can't get Shem Hashem. Only.
Where in the
what?
Where?
I have to find it. Maybe if I can find it. Where condition is? Where is it in? Where is it? In,
what does that mean to get Shem Hashem?
To know Shem Hashem. To know what is Bichlal. No shame, Hashem b'chlal. Right, Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. Right, Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. See, the Gemara says. I read the Gemara. Tana Rabban. Barishona, shame ben shteim esrei osios. Right, Amar Avtarfin. Avtarfin. Okay, shame Hashem. Oh, here. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. Shame ben arborim ushteim osios. Ain motion or soy elami shatsanua onov omade the ain't case. Ain't case. If you case, no shame Hashem. Case. Why? Says Rashi. Because if you case, maybe you Khalila you'll use the Shem Hashem to be noikin. No cast. Yeah? Ain't case. The cloud. Never. Yeah, I know from in the fourth paragraph. Of a kiddushin. Okay, so yeah, we have to practice in the house, no kas, no kpeid the b'chlal. That will be something mavlamoid. If you do that, then shalom bayis, and everything. So something mavlam. Right. That's huh. Right, so see, right. Rav Moshe Einstein told us a few mice, and we'll say one mice. My Moshe Ashton had a Rebbe named Rabbi Shlomo Hyman, very kosher person. He's also the Rebbe of Rabbi Nochem Pritzovitz, our Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rabbi Shlomo Hyman. Nochem learned by him when Nochem was 9, 10 years old in Vilna, before Kvarevich. He learned by Rabbi Shlomo Hyman. So Shlomo Hyman was a big God of Torah. Shlomo Hyman, you know, was nifter in New York, not in Israel, and before he passed away, he said, bring chairs, that Rav Kiviger is coming to be Malavimi. Kiviger is coming to Malavimi. He spent all his life to answer to under Kiviger's Torah. So Adam Gadlamoy. So Shlomo Hyman didn't have children. Lo aleinu. He passed away young. So the Talmidim, Moshe Aaron, Rav Shiner, the Talmidim, the Torah Vadas, went to Menachem Mendel to to Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin told them a few stories and Mashlomo. So once Rebbetzin said they lived b'shalom b'shalva all their life. There was no machlekesim ever, no vikuchim or whatever. They lived b'shalom atzuma without children. Without children is not simple. Without children, they lived b'shalom b'shalva all the years. And Moshe Hyman was the big Rosh Shiva, so she went at night to collect tzedakah. She collected tzedakah, and she came home after a night of tzedakah. Moshe Hyman made her tea, cooked coffee, everything, and Moshe Birnbaum added to this maisa that she came home with a lot of change, dollars, five, tens. Moshe Hyman would sit with her and sort out the money with her, big Rosh Shiva. Coin, he tens, fives, nickels, dimes, everything he sorted out with her. Marvel me. So he was zocher to a gedula atzuma. Shon Hyman, something marvel. And no children, but a life of shalom shalom and b'shalom atzum. I see, Rav Moshe Feinstein was a big god of Torah, god of atzum, also nok peda. No class and no kpeda. It's a big god. To see, Gedolei HaTorah is totally in Gedolei Midos. You can't be Gedolei HaTorah without Midos. It won't happen. So the Midos were very, very high. Moshe Feinstein Midos. So this one story a boy told me many years ago. I don't know who he is, but told me many years ago that Moshe was in the mountains in the summer somewhere, and he came to the city of New York one night in the middle of summer for many simchas, 10 simchas, many simchas. He came for one night simchas in New York, and Moshe was sitting in the car. Rebbetzin was sitting in the back somewhere, and Moshe told Rebbetzin the whole night they're going to go to bar mitzvah, a wedding, bar mitzvah, shev brachas, and he told her the whole night, she should know what they're doing. So, and the Rebbetzin somehow didn't listen, couldn't hear Bechlal. She asked him, what do you say? He said it again, the whole thing, 10 minutes. It happened six times. She somehow didn't listen. Six times, the same tune, the same exactly. The person says to the wife, are you hard of hearing, Bechlal, or something? No, it wasn't that way, Bechlal. He said it the same. See, this is godless. We have to learn Musar and not be makbid b'chlal. That's the avodah of life. No kpeda b'chlal. Only affection, attention, appreciation, thank her, be makbid tov to her, everything. See, now it's Erev Shavuos. Now, next week is Shavuos, so we have to buy a present for our wife, Erev Shavuos, Chiyuv D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa, write her a note, some type of note, and make her happy. That's all, make her happy. Chiyuv D'Oraisa, that's very, very chashuv, very, very important. Now, we're speaking about something about Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is Erev Shavuos, Erev Shabbos is very, very, very important.
Appreciation
is very chashuv. Appreciation is very chashuv. Right, so Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, Shabbos Makor HaBracha, meaning Makor HaBracha, Shabbos, Kihi Makor HaBracha, it's Makor HaBracha. If you have Shabbos well, you have a bracha for all week, for everything, Parnasa, health, children, Shiduchim, everything is totally in Shabbos. Shabbos is a Makor HaBracha, Makor HaBracha. Right, so the famous story on the Chavetz Chaim, they bring down all the Sfarim, bring down the story on the Chavetz Chaim, the one couple had one child, and the child had something wrong with the heart. The heart was something wrong with the heart, and they went to a big doctor. He said, there's nothing to do with the heart, that's all. The child can't live so long, and that's it. So they went to the Chavetz Chaim in Radin, and he said, if you have to make Kabbalah Shabbos well, he said, I think you have to get the lashon of the Chavetz Chaim. You have to have the table set or the table set by Chatzos, and then before Shabbos when you light early, don't do any malacha. And they did that. The child became better. The heart became better. No heart thing b'chlal, nothing, because it. the Maila of Shabbos is a Maila of Tzuma. But Shabbos has to have Maila, has to be Shalom Bayis in the house. It has to be Shalom. The famous Bach. Bach and Simon Reish Pei. Simon Reish Pei brought down Mishnah Berurah. Reish Pei says that on Erev Shabbos you have to be especially careful of not having any fighting, everything, just have it. You have to be Redef Ava and Erev Shabbos. Redef. The Kohen after Shabbos, after the Bach, it's brought down the Bekitzer in Mishnah Berurah. You have to be especially careful on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, to have Shalom Bayis Gadol. Very, very, very important. And you have to have Shabbos ready. You have to be everything ready before early. So the Teva is to always be late. Teva, people have Teva being late, always late. So you have to change your Teva and have everything early. It's very, 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 very chashuv. See, the Gemara on Shabbos says a chiddush gadol in Daf Chav Gimel on Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna, Haraga Baner." Haraga Baner says Haraga Baner, his children, Tachachamim, children, Haraga Baner. The Gemara has two stories on that in Shabbos Chav Gimel. One story where a person had many neiros. And Amora said, "From this house will be two gavurabas." Second story, a person had many neros, one gavuraba. So Tos says, "Manish Tana, Mice Al Mice Beis." Tos says that the one house the Baal and the Ishul did neros, and one house only the Ishul did. So Rabbi Kupshit Shlita Beit Shemesh says. Tos means this, that when, this is a chiddush. The Tos, he says, Tos means that one house, the Baal, not the Baal lit, the Baal doesn't light their cloud, their Ishul lights, but the Baal set up the Neros, which we all do. Everyone sets up Neros. But the Baal gets set up Neros well. He set it well. So now, there's the sefer now from Rabbi Pinchas and Shabbos, and Sfiras Shabbos, and Shabbos says, Pinchas said, that when we set up neros of the Erev Shabbos, we're being made to the neros. It's atova like the mikdash, You have to shine them, make them. Rabbi Pinchas sent a big effort to shine them, make them well. Because see, the Rambam says that atova of neros is only a kohen. If a zara is made to Yisrael Malkus, but Hadlaka is Kosher Bazaar. It's made that what we do at Tova is more important than a wife lights. So you have to be made to well. Rav Pinchas said that you should daven b'shasta at Tova to have very good children. You should daven also. I just said it. Daven b'shasta, you make the neighbors to have very good children, he says. Okay, but so we have to set up neighbors well. And now Erev Shavuos, they have to set up neighbors twice. For Shavuos and Yontif, so you have to be careful to have set up neros twice. You have to light them, put them out. Then it'll be easier to light later. So you have to set up twice, Yontif and Shabbos. Okay, but the Iker is we have to not be makpid. And now, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shavuos, if we're not makpid, that's something elyon, very chashim. You know, there's a ma'isa. We have to ask Kablian. We have to ask the ma'isa over again. But the value of the ma'isa is on the Ridvaz. There was a big gadol in the Rav of Slutsk called Ridvaz, and he was the zaydi of the wife of Rav Chatzkla Bramsky. So this is how I heard the ma'isa, that the Ridvaz was a big goin batur, a goin otzer. How he used to say, just goinness. He knew about Per Choshim Mishpat. The whole, Choshim Mishpat has 400 simonim. Choshim Mishpat, 400 simonim. Unbelievable. He knew the whole Choshim Mishpat about Per. This is what Rav Nota said, with the Shach Baal Per. Something out of this world. It's the Ma'alim Yasoga Seinu, to know the Choshim Mishpat Baal Per, Shach Baal Per. So this going was became very sick in Slutsk, Rav of Slutsk, and he almost passed away and he saw b'chalom or some type of mara that they went to Bezin Shel Mala, and they asked him for a schus. He asked him, tell a schus of your living. So he said, I'm a guy with tzaka. He said, it's schus, but it's efshar de'acherim. I'm writing Yerushalmi. Now we have it. Also, efshar de'acherim. So they said, my Shabbos is ready Thursday night. Everything. Only Friday, we try to add, but we're ready Thursday night. So that's schus. It's like efshar de'acherim. Then they gave him, he lived 15 years more. I'm only 15 years more. He went to America, Tzfas, and it became, he finished the Yerushalmi. It's very important to have Shabbos ready early. Very, very important. Shabbos ready early. Nearest everything, everything early. It's very, very, very chashuv. Now also Erev Shavuos. You have to be ready early. People want to rest Erev Shavuos, but they can't because they're always stuck in Shavuos and Yontif. So we have to be ready early Erev Shavuos, and then we can rest Erev Shavuos, and we can learn how to know Erev Shavuos. Very, very, very chashuv. Yeah, so it'll be good. If you want, make much Shabbos to make candles for next week. That'll be very, very. That'll be niflam. If you can, that will be. I try to do that. And there much Shabbos to do everything. You have now much Shabbos do for the 2 days, Yontif and Shavuos, Pesach and Yontif and Shabbos. Make them both ready. It's very, very. Okay, it needs a lot of
what? How do you make them both ready? You
don't
use the same candles?
No, same. But you make the candles ready.
I'll make the candles.
Candles ready. Okay. Because you're not allowed to light it, put it out on Shavuos. You have to do it. Everything. You have to light it, put it out. So you have to do it Erev Shavuos. Okay, maybe we'll say when the Gemara Shabbos has a very nice Maisa. Gemara Shabbos has a Maisa Nura. Gemara Shabbos has a Maisa that Maisa b'Chassid Echad, which they say is Rabbi Judah Rabbi Loi. He's a Chassid Echad. Then Rabbi Loi was a big Tana. So he was walking on Shabbos in his fields. He saw one fence fell. So he thought on Shabbos, he thought, I'll do it Sunday, which is mutter. But a chassid has to be very careful. A chassid has to be very careful, not do anything, even a mashu. So he said, how could I be? I thought on Shabbos, I'll do it Sunday. It was not besedin. Maybe I'm making a knas myself, I won't do whatever. A knas, since I thought on Shabbos, I'll do it Sunday. Knas, never do it ever. Smuggle. So the heaven was very moved by this knas. The heaven said, wow. So heaven said, we're doing it for you. Yeah, I mean, you won't do it, but I'll do it for you, said the heaven. So the heaven had a tree grow in that fence slot. A tree grew in that fence. There was a tree. There was a tzlaf tree, very, very chashuv tree. From that tree, was the parnasa that Yehuda called all of life, because he was knas medik himself and not doing that fence on Sunday. Also the machshava on Shabbos, Mela, a tree grew in that fence. See from that unbelievable zah. How much person is the mechaber Shabbos? How much his parnasa all week? If we think about, well, we'll say Meister of the Rebbe of Zvil right now, Meister of the Rebbe of Zvil, but not the said. Ma'aser the Rebbe of Zvil, that there was a big usher in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, he was very matzliach in business, very matzliach. And then Pitom one day he started going down. He lost the business. He Pitom started falling. So he asked the Rebbe, why? What's happening here? So the Rebbe told him the reason is because you go to the Kreisel every Shabbos, and you meet your Arab friends who you do business with on the week, and you wink to them with your eyes, prices, winking, pella. That's not good. That's not beseder. Don't do that. So he stopped that, and everything was ola again. That's one maaser. Second maaser. My mother said a second maaser that a child had fever, a big fever. and I'm gonna go down. They didn't know why. Yes, Rebbe. The Rebbe said because that this person used to make Abdullah in his house, and he stopped. He hears Abdullah in shul. So I said, Abdullah in the house, and you do that, and Takahave did Abdullah in the house, and the fever went down. Same marvel. But Brazil was not makpid. That's the so. Not paid them. Shem should help us talk about not paid ever. From this second on, 11 o'clock Friday afternoon, not paid ever. And Shem should help us have all these shuas. Say something on Rus now. Say something just a word on Rus that Rav Chaim Brim said. Chaim Brim said a word on Rus. That on Rus, Arpa and Rus were going back with Nami to become Gerim. And Nami said, no, Nakadai, go back, Nakadai for you. So Arpa and Rus were holding by a big moment of what their life would be. And Arpa, this he said, Arpa and Rus both know that the Emes with Nami. Nami is the Emes. Moriv is not good. Nami is the Emes. I have no marriage, no money. What does that matter? The Emes with Nami. But Arpa didn't have the strength to do what she held was right. They didn't have the strength. Yeah, a person has to be strong in life to do what's right. And Arpa didn't have the strength to do what's right. Maybe Arpa went back. Again, she knew it wasn't the Emes. She knew it wasn't the Emes. The person in life has moments where his life is kovea. And you have to be strong in the moments to know, to do what's right, not be, see, and, you know, there's a famous going. There's the Ikra. So the famous going, the going says in Rus, it's the famous. This is the most famous going. Going says something famous. It says in the going that Nami was talking to Rus to go back. So it says in pasuk Vatera ki mitzatil leches mitzatmitzes. Pitom Rus was couldn't walk well. She struggled to walk. So. Oh, and Bazei, Nami start talking to her. Why? So the Goyen says, whatever's good in life, Yetzirah knows what's good. Now Ruth is going to Eretz Yisrael, marry Boaz, David and Melech, that we're stopping there. So whatever Shver is good. Whatever Shver is good. So Ruth was walking Shver, that shows Yetzirah is trying to stop her, so that's good. I mean, whatever Shver is good. Hear this, big Yisod, Yisod Nura. All life, got to Shver for us. This. Rebbe Shver, Rav Ova said, Dominora, from Rav Sorek HaKoyim, how do you know your life tafkin? People want to know the tafkin, how do they know? The answer is, what's Shver for them is the tafkin. What's Shver for them? Because what's Shver for them shows Yetzirah knows that's your tafkin stopping you. So Hashem should help us be strong in life, decide what's good. We should have all the issues.
I'm here.
I don't know, maybe.